What's happening locally? The news.
Well, it is our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Hundreds of Panamanian students studying abroad have expressed their concern about delays in the disbursement of their scholarships by the Institute for the Training and Utilization of Human Resources, IFARU. According to those affected, this situation hinders their ability to cover essential expenses such as accommodation, food and academic materials. IFARU has acknowledged the delays and attributes the problem to budget adjustments and ongoing administrative procedures. However, it has assured that they are working to expedite payments and ensure that students receive the outstanding funds in the coming days. Jaime Diaz, the person in charge of directing IFARU, well, he's not going to see in 2025 in the institution. After Panamanian President José Raumalino announced that changes would be coming to that institution, Diaz formalized on Monday, the 16th of December, his resignation as General Director of IFARU, which is in the eye of the storm after distributing between 2014 and 2024 $380,833,655.91 in non-reimbursable economic aid and other programs, many of them assigned based on political criteria. On Tuesday, it was announced that Gabriel Cajiga Saldana was appointed as the new director of the Institute for the Training and Utilization of Human Resources. The current administration of the state-owned electric transmission company SA, ETESA, contacted its workers to cancel the Christmas party, but the union prevented it, claiming that such action would represent an attack on their labour rights. The party finally took place last Friday and cost at least $52,875.01. Not including the fees charged by Tripicuero Alejandro Torres for the live concert that he offered to get the attendees dancing. 9 days before the celebration, the Minister of the Presidency, Juan Carlos Oriac, informed the heads of the different state entities that parties, entertainment, gatherings and other activities on the occasion of Christmas financed with public funds were prohibited. Oriac, by the way, coincidentally is also the chairman of the board of directors of ETESA. When the Union of Electrical and Similar Industry Workers of the Republic of Panama, CITIESPA, read the Oriac circular, it responded that it was not applicable to ETESA, since the company, whose shares, by the way, are 100% owned by the Panamanian state, is not subject to the budgetary framework of the central government. In addition, it added that the budget prepared for 2024 already included the allocation for the Christmas party and that it was better not to insist on its cancellation in order to preserve labour peace. The 2020 collective agreement, agreed upon by the then manager of ETESA, Carlos Mosquera, and the leadership of CITIPESA, contemplates in its clause 67 that the company is obliged to cover the expenses of four major holidays: High Voltage Electrician and Lineman Day, the last Friday in October, Mother's Day, Christmas, and CND Day. That's an acronym for the National Dispatch Center, which is commemorated in May. The Mother's Day party was held on the 6th of December at the Sorties Hotel and cost at least $22,709.92. At that collective agreement, ETESA also made the commitment to deliver a Christmas bag or bonus to each worker before the 20th of December. This year's bonus is a coupon book with a value of $80. In the statement, the union stressed that the suspension of its traditional Christmas party would represent a serious violation of the collective agreement, a document that has been the force of law. CITIPESA will continue to look after the interests of workers in the electrical and similar sectors and ensure the correct use of public resources, it was added. After three meetings of the Finance Committee of the Panama City Council, the 26 representatives of the districts approved the budget of the Panama City Mayor's Office for the year 2025 in a session held this Tuesday. The budget of the Municipality of Panama for the fiscal year 2025 will be at $231.8 million, according to the project presented by the administration of Mayor Mizrachi. The approved budget for 2025 represents a reduction of $93.7 million compared to the 2024 budget, which amounted to $325.5 million and was presented by then-Mayor José Luis Fábrega. The decrease reflects a significant adjustment in the management of municipal resources, adapting to new financial priorities. For next year, each of the 26 municipal councils will receive $850,000, which amounts to a total of $22.1 million from the Investment and Social Assistance Fund. Now, for its part, the Mayor's Office will have $2.4 million. This is an amount that reflects the operational needs of the central administration. The document also details the distribution of funds for the communal councils in three instalments scheduled for February, May and September of 2025. In addition, it includes a specific provision for election years established that the February and May instalments may only be committed up to 50% of their total amount, thus limiting the use of resources in a pre-election context. The lack of consensus on various aspects of the budget had caused delays in its approval. The councillors at the time requested corrections and greater clarity in the distribution of resources. Key topics of the debate included parity in the payrolls of the communal councils, the management of the multi-million dollar debt inherited from the administration of former mayor José Luis Fábrega of $165 million, and the implications of the containment of spending of the funds destined for the districts. Abraham Rico Pineda, the son of Deputy Raul Pineda, who is accused in the framework of the anti-drug operation Jericho, was transferred from the La Nueva Hoya prison in Pacora to the El Renacer Rehabilitation Center, which is in Gamboa. The transfer took place on the 13th of December. Rico Pineda was arrested on the 20th of August of 2024 in front of the offices of the First Superior Court of Justice of the Accusatory Criminal System in Plaza Angora. The next day, a judge legalized the arrest, ordered his provisional detention for 6 months for the moment, and charged him with the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. Rico Pineda's wife and father are also under investigation in the case. Raul Pineda's alleged involvement in these crimes will be determined by the Supreme Court of Justice, given his status as a deputy. Judge Almeida Rocha, as a rapporteur of the case, said this week that the Public Prosecutor's Office has sent him 51 volumes, which must now be studied in depth. The judge of guarantees, Justo Vargas, charged him with femicide and aggravated robbery and ordered the arrest of Ronaldo Gabriel Machado Soto, 26 years of age, for the murder of the young Claudia Timpson, 22 years of age, who was his sentimental partner. On Tuesday, Machado, who was a candidate for representative of Ancon for the Morena party, faced a hearing 2 days after the incident that occurred last weekend. At the court hearing, the Public Prosecutor's Office presented evidence that supports the defendant's responsibility, such as a phone call he made to his mother in which he confessed to having killed his partner. According to reports, Machado's mother contacted the authorities to report what happened. The judge ordered the preventive detention of Machado Soto for the murder of his girlfriend, which occurred last Sunday, the 15th of December, considering that it is a serious crime and that the accused represents a risk to society. The prosecution established that the victim received two bullet wounds to the head and then her body was dumped near the Rod Carew Stadium. Machado Soto then moved to a property located in the Chame area. There, 17 bullet casings and a magazine were found in his vehicle, as well as traces of blood. According to investigations, the trigger for the femicide was jealousy, since on Saturday night, Machado Soto had re-approached Timpson for some messages that she had received on a cell phone. During the hearing, the prosecutor revealed that the victim's cell phone and the firearm used to kill her have not yet been located. On Tuesday, police and criminal Investigation officers were conducting a search in a wooded area near Merca, Panama, where the accused claimed to have thrown the firearm. For the next academic training period, which begins on the 6th of January, 141 English sessions will be opened in face-to-face and virtual modalities, expanding access to the entire national territory, according to the plans of the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, Mitradel, and the National Institute of Professional Training and Training for Human Development. The entities made the announcement on December the 17th, just one day after the Comptroller General of the Republic announced the increase in unemployment and informal employment, while experts in the labour market warn of the gaps between what companies need and the profile of applicants for the few job openings. In this context, the Minister of Labour, Jacqueline Muñoz, spoke about reinforcing free training in English, an essential language in sectors such as hotels, tourism, logistics and call centres. During a press conference, Muñoz de Cedeño and the director of INADE, that is Yahyara Piti, announced that more than 17,766 Panamanians have already participated in these courses, which offer courses from basic to advanced levels. The goal, to increase the employability of participants and support the economic reactivation of the country. In the courses that are planned for next year, 2025, they hope to train 12,000 people in the English language. She explained that of the 141 sessions that will be taught, 61 will be in person and 80 will be virtual. With more than 50% of graduates managing to enter the labour market, this training represents a key tool for Panamanians seeking employment in sectors where English is an essential requirement. From gastronomy to the maritime sector, mastery of the language has become a bridge to better paid job opportunities. Those interested in taking part in the courses can register through the INADE offices or its online platform, or you can call the following number, 538-2300. The 538-2300. And 63-79-1469. 63-79-14-69. And that's it. That's it. Remember those numbers. 538-2300. 63-79-1469. The other thing to do, of course, is, well, keep listening to The Breakfast Show. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. Some of the local news stories compiled for you for today's programme.